Well, I could drop these ice skates, said Stuart.
Goodness me, the little bird cried. I didn't know you had skates hidden in your shirt. Toss those heavy skates away quickly, or we will both come down in the ocean and perish.
Stuart threw his skates away and watched them fall down, down, till they disappeared in the gray waves below.
That's better, said Margalo. Now we're all right. I can already see the towers and chimneys of New York.
15 minutes later, in they flew through the open window of the Littles' living room and landed on the Boston Fern. Mrs. Little, who had left the window up when she missed Margalo, was glad to see them back, for she was beginning to worry. When she heard what had happened and how near she had come to losing her son, she took Stuart in her hand, even though his clothes smelled nasty, and kissed him. Then she sent him upstairs to take a bath and sent George out to take Stuart's clothes to the cleaner. "What was it like out there in the Atlantic Ocean?" inquired Mr. Little, who had never been very far from home. So Stuart and Margalo told all about the ocean and the gray waves curling with white crests, and the gulls in the sky, and the channel buoys, and the ships, and the tugs, and the wind making a sound in your ears. Mr. Little sighed, and said some day he hoped to get away from business long enough to see all those fine things. Everyone thanked Margalo for saving Stuart's life, and at supper time Mrs. Little presented her with a tiny cake which had seeds sprinkled on top.